TV streams, your soapies sorted, your football live, plus cartoons, movies, and more. No extra cost, just internet and an active GoTV subscription. Your shows, your vibes, your anytime, anywhere bestie. GoTV stream, download it today.
Depends as and when they happen. Main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines in local news: Kayumba women key to governance and decision making. Governance, government reaffirms commitment to attacking alcohol abuse. And in international news, women raped by several men outside church. And in sports news, Copa Queens coach says availability of a fully fit squad will be key against Brazil.
Every major league, every cup, every Chipolo-Polo kick at AFCON, it's all on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kandemba, the cheer in your sitting room, it's on for you. The best football in the world, It's on for every goal, every screen, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on SuperSport, only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today.
With the news in details, my name is Darlington Mukoka. In local news, Presidential Advisor for Finance and Investment Jito Kayumba says women continue to play an important role in decision-making and governance. Speaking during the When Females Lead fundraising gala dinner, Kayumba has highlighted the importance of inclusivity, citing the country's progress in appointing women to key positions such as Vice President and Speaker of the National Assembly. He has also commended the Women When Female Lead organization for its impactful community work in areas such as mentorship, career guidance, and uplifting the lives of children and women. Kayumba has donated 10,000 kwacha towards the completion of a maternity wing in Mwalunga Village, Chongwe District, a project the organization has embarked to improve access to maternal healthcare services. Government has reaffirmed its commitment to tackling the scope of alcohol abuse, a national social and economic issue affecting families and communities. Speaking during the restoration fundraising shows in a speech read on his behalf by Ministry of Youth, Sports and Art Assistant Director in Charge of Arts, Kandai Chilongo, Sports Minister Elvis Nkandu has commended the work of people affected by alcohol, an organization supporting individuals affected by alcohol abuse. Nkandu says the group's efforts are crucial in addressing the devastating impact of substance abuse on families, education, and the economy. He also notes that Paba's success stories, including three young people selected to play in Division 2 football, demonstrate the potential of mentorship and opportunity in transforming lives affected by alcohol abuse. Still in local news, agriculture expert Edfai Hamukale has called on long-term beneficiaries of Farmer Input Support Program FISIP to step aside and allow new entrants to benefit from the initiative, emphasizing the need to strengthen food security in the country. Hamukale says farmers who have remained on the FISIP facility for between 15 and 20 years are undermining the program's original objective, which was designed to support about 1 million beneficiaries on a rational basis. He explains that FISIP was intended to help small-scale farmers graduate within 3 years and transition into valuable middle-income crop producers. Hamukale says this will create space for new farmers to join the program and build sustainable agricultural livelihoods. He also notes that overstaying on the facility defeats its purpose as it limits opportunities for emerging farmers, particularly youths who are eager to venture into agriculture but lack initial support. A 27-year-old man has died following a road traffic accident that occurred along an access road off Great East Road near Kabangwe St. Mary's Catholic Church Junction. The accident, which happened on Friday around 17:20 hours, involves a Mitsubishi Pulsar Fighter truck and a pedestrian identified as Kefas Mulombwa of Zenga Zenga area in 6 miles Chibombo district. Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilawi says preliminary investigations suggest that the accident occurred when the pedestrian attempted to cross the road. Chilawi says the incident occurred when the pedestrian attempted to cross the road from east to west and was hit by an incoming motor vehicle. Police have identified the driver of the vehicle as Betra Kwezera, aged 20, of 6 miles area, who was traveling from north to south at the time of the incident. finally, in local news, the National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACAZES,